We started yesterday about the Mekoyis for believing in Mashiach to the extent that the Rambam says that whoever does not believe in Mashiach is considered a Koyfer, or like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, that someone that's Koyfer bebias Agoyel, someone that denies Bias Goyel means the arrival of Mashiach, he does not have a part in Olam Haba. Listen to his Lashon. They will be cut off and lost. And they will be judged for their great rishus and their sin. Forever and ever. Someone that doesn't believe in Mashiach will be paid back for this forever and ever and ever. This is what Rambam writes. And Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. So the Shaila is, where is the mocker to believing for Mashiach in the Torah? You open up the Chumash, you open up Tanakh, where's the mocker, where did the Rambam get it from, that it's so important to believe and want Mashiach? So the closest, the most open place is in Habakkuk, which is in Treyosar, we have the 12 Nevi'im. One Nevi'im was Habakkuk. Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel. In Habakkuk, listen what he writes. Ki oid chazoin lemoid. We're coming back. V'yofeach laketz v'lo yichazev. And the Eibishter is not lying. Im yismameya, if he's kratzing a little bit, Mashiach, chakeloi, await him. Kivoy Yavoy, because he will come, lo yacher, he will not be delayed from the time that he's supposed to come. So we see clearly that the Torah writes, the im yismameya chakiloi, the yavachiyu, to be mechaka for him. Aleph, it's just a Navi saying, where do you see that that's a mitzvah? And Beis, why is if not, you're pashut koifer b'Torah? It's like, you're making it as if it's like one of the Aseres HaDibros over here. I want to share with you a fascinating vort. This vort is not from the Achronim, it's in the Smak. The Smak is one of the Moine HaMitzvahs. You have the Rambam, who is one of the Moine HaMitzvahs. You have the Smeh, you have the Smak. The Smak, in Mitzvah's essay, Aleph, he asks, what is the mucker for believing in Mashiach? Where in the Torah does it say that you have to believe in Mashiach? And listen what he answers. He says like this. In the Aseres HaDibros, you have 10 mitzvahs. Not to have avodah zarah, not to kill, not to kidnap. Not, all these things, respect your parents, keep Shabbos. He asks a question. What is the mitzvah Anoichi Hashem Elekecha? One Eivishter. What is the mitzvah of Anoichi? Well, now that you know Anoichi Hashem Elekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, I'm the Eivishter, I took you out of Mitzrayim. What mitzvah is there in Anoichi? The Smak says like this, and he's from the Ungenumen Poskim. He says, the mitzvah Anoichi Hashem Elekecha is that this, you have to believe the same way the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim, the Eibishter will bring us Mashiach. That is the mitzvah harishayna of Anoichi Hashem Elekecha. The mitzvah Anoichi Hashem Elekecha is the same way you believe the Eibishter took you out of Mitzrayim, you have the chiyuv of emunah to believe that the Eibishter will take us out of Golus. So you can imagine that the first mitzvah which the Eibishter said himself, Anoichi, so of course, someone that denies this thing can move and he's a koyfer b'mayisha rabbeinu. The Eibishter himself said, Anoichi Hashem Elekecha. And therefore, the Gemara writes in Shabbos, Masech the Shabbos, the Gemara says that when a person passes away, they're going to ask him three things. The first thing that they're going to ask is, Gemara Shabbos. Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you await Mashiach? The next thing they're going to ask is, Did you set times to learn Torah? And the third thing they're going to ask is, did you do your business honestly? So the fact that you did your business, these things are important. You do honest business, you learn Torah. Vas mitamotzi pisali Yeshua. How did that fly in from the three main things in Yiddishkeit? And why did you ask, did you keep Shabbos? Why didn't you ask, did you not kill? Why are you asking, Tzipitzel Yeshua, why is that one of the first three questions that the Neshama is asked when it comes to Lamaila? Because waiting for Mashiach is such a Yisoid that that's one of the important things. Now we have to ask ourselves the question. Why Take? Let's think about it a minute. Why Take? Fine, it's Anoich. Now we have all the Mekoiris, which is excellent. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes the Navi Yeshaya, that the Navi writes, Ashe Kochoikiloi, praise is the one that awaits for Mashiach. And the Gemara says that whoever is Mechakel Mashiach, Mekablin Schar, we get a lot of Schar for awaiting Mashiach. It's tremendous. But why Take, if someone, the Mela, someone's missing Emun in Hashem, I understand that he should be a Koyfer B'Toyro. Somebody that's missing in Emuna, in the Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand he's a Koyfer. Someone that doesn't believe in Nevuah, I understand he's a Koyfer. Vas mitamol, somebody that does not believe in Mashiach, Mitamol, he becomes a koifer. How does that work? So the Rebbe addressed this question in one of the Adronim on the Rambam. If you have the Sefer Adronim on the Rambam, the Rebbe addresses this question. If I'm not mistaken, it's in from Toshim Mem Hey. It could even be Ois Tes. If I'm not, I'll check it up again. Rebbe explains a fascinating nekuda. It says like this. It's important to believe in the Eibishter. Part of believing in the Eibishter is that he created the world. Part of believing in the Eibishter that he created the world is believing that there is a tachlis to the world. There's a purpose to the world. On top of that, it's why? Because the Eibishter, if he created the world, didn't create the world, nothing. He didn't let the world loose. Part of the moon in the Eibishter is that there's a tachlis to what he did. And on top of that, you have to believe that nothing can stop the Eibishter from getting his tachlis. If you're going to believe that something could stop the Eibishter, the Mashiach won't come, in other words, that the Eibishter's tachlis can be stopped by another force, that's almost like saying that there's another force besides the Eibishter. That it could stop the Eibishter from getting what he wants. To say that the Eibishter has a plan, but the plan may not happen, so that is basically saying that the Eibishter darf sich rechnen with another force in the Bria. And such a thing is kfira. Such a thing, someone that doesn't believe that the Eibishter created a world with a plan, and that this plan will happen, borders on kfira. V'asher l'chein, the emun in Mashiach is so strong that someone that's not mechake, so loy b'shar neviim u koifer, not only is he koifer in other neviim, but he's also, that not only is Koyfer B'Toyr of Amosh Rabbeinu, to the extent that Rambam says, Ein lo'i chelek lo'ilam haba, he has no chelek in olam haba.